Hi, and welcome everybody to the Allow Love Show. We're so happy you're here. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. It's over 100 so far over his career of almost 20 years. And we get no advance notice, so it's just a lovely surprise as to who shows up tonight. Let me give you phone numbers. If you are on listen only, and there's two listen only numbers listed in my email and on the website. But if you are on listen only and you decide you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. And that number is toll free, 888. 627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If for any reason that number is ever busy, there's an alternate number, and that is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So we will go ahead and get started, and we will take questions and callers in the order of call-in. So welcome, and here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
This is Archangel Michael.
Ooh, Archangel Michael. Wonderful. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. If by any chance there's anybody listening or ready to call in who does not know who you are, could you give just a brief synopsis?
I am protector.
Protector.
I am an archangel, and my primary role is protector. So call on me anytime you need protection.
Which is why we see so many representations of you with a sword in your hand or some such thing?
Correct.
Ah. All right. Wonderful. Alyoska, welcome.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Hello, dear one.
Okay. Hello. Hello, hello. Can I ask a health question? A question about my health?
If you can speak.
Yes. I have about 3 years ago, I broke my hip and I had a partial hip replacement. And recently it's been creating a lot of pain. I've been feeling a lot of pain, and I've been told that I'm going to need a full hip replacement. And now my knees are starting to bother me also. So I'm wondering what's going on here. And how I can correct the situation.
It's called healing yourself, dear one. This is something you can do. You've given yourself the perfect opportunity to do. I suggest you get on with it.
Okay. So you're saying that I have the ability to heal myself and not have to have a full hip replacement. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And, I mean, I do healing work, so you're saying that I have the ability to heal myself, that I'm a self-healing unit here and I can do this?
You can.
Okay. Any tips or hints or anything?
See it the way you want it to be.
Okay. Got it. I hear you.
You teach it.
So be it. Okay, so be it.
Hello, dear one.
Okay. Alyoska, thank you. Welcome, Barbara.
Thank you. I was on a couple weeks ago, and I asked a question. Do you still feel that I will meet someone here in Massachusetts before the end of July? And you had said he would be older, but he can't be too much older. So, is that still someone that is waiting in the background for me?
This is somebody that you are actively bringing towards you.
Bringing towards me.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go way off here and I'm going to ask you, are we on the gold standard?
Dear one, those of your friends who are helping you are, and they are putting you on.
Can you tell me, can you give me clarity on the Orlando, the shooting in Florida? Is that just a facade?
I'm glad you asked. There are many different things, a lot fewer than there used to be, that those of the dark forces can do to try to slow humanity down in their going towards the light. Fear is a major weapon in that category. So you will see many things in the world that are trying to sell you fear. Most of those, not all, but most of those are stories, shall we say, that have been made up for that reason and that reason alone, to sell fear. This is one of those.
Is this a war between the spiritual? Is this a spiritual war between good and evil?
I would term it differently. I would say forces of the light and forces of the dark. And I will say that it is almost over. The forces of the light have almost totally won. So cheer for that.
When is the gold fringe going to be off on all the flags? Because we will no longer be an admiralty anymore.
When will that occur?
Mm-hmm.
And before October is very far along.
Obama had a speech on Wednesday, and he had General Dunford standing next to him. Is he the new acting president?
No, dear one.
And if not, no, he's not. Well, if not, will he be? What's going on with this government?
His job is to help with the transition to the new governance. So it is not a long-term job, and rather thankless, so thank him.
Thanking our president, is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm talking about thanking General Dunsford.
Okay. Do the Saudis own the White House?
No.
No. Do the Rothschilds own the White House?
No.
Who owns the White House?
It is kind of, what's the word? Vacant at the moment.
Obama was supposed to announce the news about the new United States Treasury. That didn't happen when he was on with Dunford. Why did that not happen?
They weren't quite ready to do that.
What are we going to do with the gun situation? Because that's our right to protect ourselves.
I'm not sure I understand what the question is about, dear one.
Guns. Will they be here or will they not be here for us? Will we be able to protect ourselves with guns?
Will you, yes, you will be able to. Will you need to?
Are they,
no.
No.
But will you be able to? Yes.
Are they using mind control to its highest form?
Who's they?
Not nice people. People who want to change our whole way of thinking.
That they are not going to. They have been. You're about to come out the other side of that. So cheer.
What do we do about chemtrails?
They are disappearing as we speak.
Have you anything else to say? Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, welcome, Thea. I think you're next. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi, Mary. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for coming in tonight.
My pleasure.
So I am engaged to a man by the name of Francois. He lives in France. So my question is, when will I be physically in the body sharing a home with him in France?
Let me ask you, when are you going to manifest that?
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say that. Well, I switched from saying him and I communicate for hours every day. And we both keep saying, I want, I want. And I started saying, I am in your arms at night. And he switched on his own to say the same thing. So I don't know what's holding me back and what's holding him back to actually occur other than the money. So there's something else holding us back. Could you help elaborate on what it is?
Do you really want me to answer that question, dear one?
Oh, it's that bad?
I didn't say it was bad. I'm just wanting you to agree that you want the answer.
Yes, I want the answer.
You both are saying to yourselves, but what if it doesn't work?
Ah, okay. So that's what's stopping us?
Yes.
And that's all?
That's plenty. You don't need any more than that. That works.
I know, and I understand what you're saying. I thought it was going to be a lot worse. So this one's a piece of cake. Okay, we'll get this manifesting. So are you saying I'm just throwing numbers out there? Being a human, we like dates. So you're saying that we shift this conversation and let go of that fear, and that I could be there, let's say, in 30 days?
Dear one?
Yeah.
If you really got out of your way, you could be there in 3.
Well, gotta have a passport. No teleporting over there. Okay. So that's both of our fears if it doesn't work out. Okay.
Totally.
Okay. Totally. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I did have other questions. Oh, how the galactic war that's going on off planet, that is that going to resolve soon? And I hate that word, but before the end of 2016?
What you are in right now is the tail end of that. It is virtually over. It's just cleanup that is happening now.
Okay, will cleanup be done by the end of 2016?
Almost.
Possibly?
Almost.
So does that tie in with what's happening here on the surface of Mother Earth, that like the Cabal and the Rothschild finally saying, okay, I give up, I surrender. Is that off-world also tied into what's happening on-world?
Indeed, it is all connected, dear.
So, if I understand correctly, sometime in early 2017, we'll have the full surrender of the people that have been controlling the whole planet. We'll have the full surrender, and we can move on doing what we want to do.
Dear one, you're the one who put the dates in there. I didn't.
Okay. So, could it happen sooner?
It is in process now.
Okay.
Has been in process for a while.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Sam.
Could I ask one quick personal question?
Sure.
Okay. Is this relationship with Francois and myself beneficial to humanity?
Let me ask somebody who knows. Will this relationship be beneficial to humanity?
Okay, thank you very much. I understand what you're saying.
Thank you.
I got it. Okay, thank you, Archangel Michael.
Welcome, dear one.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Thea, so much. Marion, I think you're up next. Marion?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good evening. Thank you. I also called in a few weeks ago, but very anxious to have Michael fill in the rest of my questions. And I wondered if my legal issue is going to prevent my being able to exchange and run my foundation.
Why would you ever consider allowing that to occur?
I don't want it to occur, but I want it to be ready and appoint a POA if I had to, but I don't want to.
See that which you want occurring. Manifest it the way you want, dear one.
Okay. Will I be able to continue to live in my home, my current home and my land?
You will be able to. At some point, you will want to live elsewhere. But for the now, you will live there.
Okay. And will that legal situation allow me to still maintain my current responsibilities?
Mostly.
Okay. Okay. The third wave that's coming in on June 20th, am I included in that?
Are you already here?
Yes.
Well, then.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that might help my situation or my fear at this point?
The thing to do with fear is anytime you see it, kill it. You can't live with fear. If you live with fear, fear will take you over. If you see it, kill it.
I've been calling in Archangel Faith, and she's been helping me quite a bit. I know you know that.
I do.
And she's been helping me eliminate the fear quite well. I really appreciated your help on that. So
you're entirely
I wondered
welcome.
If there's anything else I could do, or if I should just keep calling on her.
What you're doing is working, dear one.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you and Faith and Mary and Rod also. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Marion, for your questions. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Carol, you're next. Welcome.
Hello. I guess my question is, my sacred union partner is trying to start a healing center, but he hasn't got a lot of support. Do you see him that manifesting sometime in the future? And will I be a part of it?
Do you want to be a part of it, dear one? That's the problem. That's the problem.
That's what he keeps telling me.
Guess what?
What?
That's the problem.
Yeah. Am I going to be able to work through this problem? Can you tell me that?
You're fully capable. Will you choose to? I can't tell you that.
And what are the consequences if I choose not to? I mean, I was on the call one time, and they said that if I broke off this relationship now, then that was it. That was the end of it.
End of what?
The relationship with my sacred partner.
Dear one, there are many more than one possibilities in the world for sacred union partners for you and for everybody else on the planet.
So it's not a big deal, really.
It's just an opportunity that you can choose to use or no.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I had spoke with him briefly recently, and he had contacted his ex-wife, and he was kind of saying, you know, he would like to that relationship to, you know, he would like to kind of like to get together with her again. So that kind of threw me for a loop, and I thought, well. I don't know, you know, just a lot of confusion there.
Understand. See, he's confused too.
Yes, he is. I can tell he is.
Yes.
But he doesn't think he is.
Well, I understand that. Doesn't change it.
Yeah. So should I continue to pursue this, or I guess you can't tell me that either, can you?
Dear one?
Yes.
This one seems to be working about as well as a three-legged horse.
Yeah, I've kind of had that feeling. So is, you know, I have a husband now. Is he one of my sacred union partners?
No.
Hmm. So there's still somebody out there then?
Yes.
Okay, and we're having quite a financial situation here. Do you see that clearing up?
Not until you get on track with what you're supposed to be doing.
Uh-huh. All very confusing. So is what I'm supposed to be doing is connecting with my sacred union partner?
So you can do more work.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And can you steer me in the right direction in that respect?
Get clear on what it is you want in a relationship. You can't be looking at this like, well, maybe somebody will roll down the street that I happen to want. No. You have to be looking at this, if you don't mind my saying so, dear. You have to be looking at this like, all right, what do I want? How could I be that would serve me, tickle me, and would be a tremendous amount of fun?
Yes, I got a lot of healing to do on my body. Do I have to accomplish that?
At some point. Is that a prerequisite for a relationship? Not at all. No way.
Well, see, to me, it seems like it would be. It seems like it feels like it, you know, it'd have to be in somewhat of a healthy situation in order to.
So you're putting that limitation on it, huh?
MSB.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I guess that's all my questions. I thank you very much. And I appreciate you guys greatly. You have wonderful information.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Carol, for coming on. We appreciate
uh-huh.
you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. Blessings.
Is Black Box anywhere near yet?
Not yet. Okay. I'll keep you posted.
You will contact yeah. me when it is, right?
Yes, I will. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much and many blessings.
Blessings
and to you, dear one.
Okay. Welcome, Sue. You're next. Are you still there? I was told Sue, but maybe it is Susie.
Oh, it's actually Susie.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, dear one.
I want to first say that I have so much gratitude for this opportunity to you, Mary, and Rod, and Saint Germain, and the BBS station for having you on. I'm kind of new to this. I'm amazed that you're able to come through. And I feel so privileged to be speaking to you. So thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, dear one.
I don't know if it's okay to ask you a health question. Is that all right?
Let me ask the one who can tell me if it's all right. Is it okay if you ask me a health question?
I don't know. I've never done this before. I don't know the format of the station or your protocol for your show. So are you letting me know it's okay?
I'm telling you, look, the only questions that I for sure won't answer are those that are invasive on another individual that you don't have their permission to ask. Other than that, you have pretty much carte blanche.
Okay, wonderful. I was diagnosed with bilateral breast and lymph cancer a little over 2 years ago, and I've chosen not to have chemo, radiation, or surgery. So I've been approaching it with an alternative treatment, and my immune system is still pretty low. So I recently now have thrush in the mouth as well as ulcerations. And I don't really want to go see a medical doctor because I don't think that they are the answer for me. Do you have any suggestions in terms of any approaches that I could be taking other than the juicing and the coffee enemas and good water and, of course, organic food?
Yes, let me recommend that you have a session with this wonderful woman by the name of Mary.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Archangel Michael, are you talking about when I get the new machine?
I am.
Okay, so she will have to wait until we have that just a little while.
Okay. Is this a machine similar to Rife?
It includes the original Rife frequencies, which are
wonderful.
Fairly rare. I have an energy frequency machine now, but you have to be physically present. The new one I'm getting in the next month or two, it can do remote sessions. I don't know where you are.
California.
Okay. I'm in Hawaii, so you would have to be here to have sessions on the machine I have, but the new one will do remote sessions. And I do have an alternative. If you want to call me, let me give you my phone number, and I can share that with you privately.
Sure.
Do you have a pencil?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, 818-585-2329.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that was my question. I'm pretty much I haven't had one bit of fear because I know that given the right tools that my body can overcome this. And one of the tumors in my left breast is already diminished. So, I'm just exhausted and fatigued. And now with what's going on in my mouth, it's a major concern. So thank you for that. And Saint Germain, thank you for your support and all that you do and being so caring and loving for all of humanity.
This is Archangel Michael who's speaking with you today,
yes.
Who's our visitor today.
Yes.
But I'm happy to be in such good company in your mind.
Exactly. Yes. So as I was addressing to you and to Mary, but for you, Archangel Michael, coming through, that you are speaking to people on a program on a personal level when you are embracing and caring for the whole, all of humanity is amazing. I'm so grateful.
You're entirely welcome, dear one.
Thank you for taking my call, and I look forward to speaking with you soon, Mary.
Okay, thank you, Susie. Thank you for coming on.
Namaste.
Okay, bye-bye. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Okay, let me take a second here to repeat the phone numbers. For anybody who is in listen only on one of the two numbers that's a listen only number, if you want to ask a question, you need to hang up and call a different number. That number is toll free, 888-627-6008. And it is Archangel Michael who is with us today, which is awesome. If you wish to schedule your own personal channeling or couples or group, the number to call for that, also toll-free, is 877-716-3488. That's 877-716-3488. That would be for personal or group sessions with Rod. Well, with the being who comes through Rod for you. So, it looks like we have exhausted our callers right now. So I will ask a couple of questions.
Well, let me just say that for those of you listening, if you are in the process of doing your own channeling, please call on me. I would be happy to come through. And for this host, I was the very first being that came through in a trans-channel format for him. So I've had a lot of practice.
Oh, that's exciting, Archangel Michael. I didn't know you were the first. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Can you address the current situation with the ballots that have been compromised one way or another in a number of states? There was news today in my email that there's maybe hundreds of thousands of ballots in California that were for Sanders that were either flipped to Hillary or never counted, and that apparently is being rectified. Is that true in other states as well?
A few other states that is true in.
Okay. So there's still places where it's kind of a mess?
Yes. It is being cleaned up, but it is not finished.
Okay. All right. Do you have any time frame as to when Hillary will be removed from the race in one fashion or another, whatever method is comes about for that?
Dear one, before the year that you're in is over.
Okay. Oh, it's my understanding she will never be allowed as a full candidate of either one of the parties, even though the parties are basically defunct, that she will be out before, and there won't be an election anyway at that, the regular election as people expect. Is that true?
That is true. Things are changing. And cheer.
Yes. Finally.
Cheer loudly.
Loudly. We've been celebrating. Yes, there's a lot of wonderful stuff happening.
Yes, there is.
Yes. Okay. Can you address what is happening currently in the banking system with the gold, the Chinese, the changes, the BRICS, the SIP system, the SWIFT system, and so forth at this time? Bring us up to date.
That's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. I covered a lot of ground there.
Yes, you did. The place that you're transitioning to is one in which your money will be safe. No question about it. So, know that. That's the most important thing for you to know.
Yes, it is. And so people hopefully will move out of any fear of their assets, their money, whatever.
Fear never serves. No matter how it comes, no matter what face it wears, never serves.
Right, right. Has the coup in Brazil been reversed yet, or is it in process?
In process.
In process, okay. Will it be cleared up before the Olympics take place there, or sufficiently?
Sufficiently.
Okay. So the Olympics will move forward as fairly, relatively normal, so to speak?
Yes, relatively.
Relatively, okay. Kind of a mess, but I know there's good people working on it.
Yes.
Okay. We are looking forward to having our new machine in the near future. Do you see us being operational with that here within the next, say, 2 months?
Certainly.
And maybe sooner?
Yes.
Yes, good. Good, okay. It's my understanding that it's fairly easy to learn, even though it's extremely sophisticated. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's rather like realizing that what you manifest is as a result of what your thoughts are.
So I'll actually be talking to people about this in the process of using the machine?
Yes, you will.
Okay. All right. So we get into manifestation there. Is intent the strongest part of manifestation? Are there other? Is there another part that's stronger? Or
no, intent is it.
Okay. And with intent, we also mean clarity about what you intend, right?
Yes. Without the clarity, you don't get there.
Okay. I have a feeling that sometimes people don't move into clarity because they're afraid they can't have what they really want. Is there any way that you can address that and help people who get stuck in that loop?
It is a result, when that occurs, of not believing in themselves. For if you believe in yourself, that never occurs. Do you follow?
Yes, I do. And so sometimes the place that people get stuck is a lack of belief in themselves. So
correct.
They don't move to clarity. Okay. And then this can go back to very basic belief systems that sometimes come across, are taught one way or another in childhood of, I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve, that kind of thing. Are those part of the basis of this?
Yes, indeed. Those are variances on the theme.
Can you expand on that in any way that would help people move through some of those old belief patterns?
Before you can change anything, you have to look clearly at it so that you can change it. People are often reluctant to do that, and so they never wind up changing the thing that is in their way.
Okay.
So you have to put on your boots and wade in, look at it clearly, and then change it.
Okay, because if you don't see what's really there to start with, you don't really have a handle on changing it, right?
Correct. You don't have any possibility of changing it.
Uh-huh.
Because you're not willing to see what it really is.
Okay. Well, this brings to mind my book that was published recently, where it's a self-help book. I try to help people go back into their own belief system and figure out what really was going on that's still holding them back. Would that be helpful to some people?
Many people, dear one.
Okay. I know
that, that book can serve many, many people. So please tell them where it is, how they can get it, etc.
Okay. Because I know I need to get into some kind of a promotion for this to get the word out. The book is named Catya, C-A-T-Y-A. That's capital letters, C-A-T-Y-A. It is available on Amazon. If you just go to books and then type in C-A-T-Y-A, it comes up first. The cover has a rainbow and a pot of hearts and four young people kind of sketched on the cover. And it's called Katya, Finding and Shifting What Still Holds You Back. And it is a self-help book. You can read it in an evening. It's $9.95. I wanted the price low. It's not that thick. But I had a lot of help from the powers that be, so to speak, Archangel Michael and a number of others, in order to put that book together. And much of the language was fed to me. When I was going back to do a final edit on it, I'm reading parts of it and saying, did I write that? And it's like, well, it was fed to me. And yes, I may have edited it, polished it, and so forth. But yes, much of it was fed to me because it is meant for humanity. As many people as want to seriously help themselves change some of the patterns of their lives that still hold them back. And a lot of these started very, very early, as toddlers, young children, etc. So is that the information you wanted me to give?
Yes, and I have a question, dear one.
Yes.
So then is it fair to say that you channeled much of the material in the book? I noticed that you danced around that. You didn't actually come out and say it. You did a lot of dancing there, dear.
Yes. Well, yes. I was clear on my purpose and clear on expressing some of the events that took place in my life just to give people a frame of reference to try to remind them, bring up their old memories of things that happened to them so that they can address it. It was never my intention. There's some nasty stuff in there, but it was never my intention for that to be anything like victim or poor me or anything like that. Not at all. It's to help the reader somehow uncover things in their past that could, it would benefit them to bring those to light and look at what happened. And
so that they could grow?
Yes.
Thank you.
And heal those things and move on. Okay. Good. Thank you. Well, maybe by next year I'll have time to do some real promotion on it, although it's good to get the word out. And I've been told that Oprah needs to see this book, and I'm certain that at some point I will be able to give her a copy.
Sooner rather than later.
Yes. Yes, we have.
Please.
We have some pathways that can open for that. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to address to the audience that we have at this time?
I know that you have asked for change, and you are getting that change. Don't let the fact that change is occurring discombobulate you. Hang in there. Make it as much fun as you possibly can. Nobody else will do that for you. Okay?
Good point. There's no point in getting bogged down in the changes that are happening with or without individuals, specific individuals.
Correct.
So why not ride the wave, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's called stepping up. Something everybody needs to do in whatever form is applicable for them.
And how do you know what to step up to do? What is that little voice saying to you? Are you listening? There's your clue.
Yes, because often those messages come on like on little cat feet in our consciousness. They don't come on like firecrackers usually.
No.
Right? It's little cat feet because it's looking for us to pick up on, right?
Yes. So do. Do listen. Do take action. Do step up. The world needs you. And that's a true statement.
This is very true. Everybody has something to contribute.
Indeed.
Can you give us the current percentage of humanity that is basically more focused on love and higher consciousness than on the dark and fear, what that percentage is currently? Because I know it's been improving.
Dear one, you're past 80%.
Ooh. Ooh. Now that is exciting.
It is exciting. For me as well.
I am thrilled. I don't think I've heard a number that high before.
Because it hasn't been.
Right.
But you are doing it. You're all doing it.
Awesome. Awesome. I would like to mention just one other thing. For those of you who are listening who have humanitarian projects, if you have not listed your project on one of my websites, which is www.prosperityprojects.org, prosperityprojects with an S, .org, or with Zap and Humanis, or both, may I suggest that you do that right away, because funding is going to be available. And don't worry about how things are going to get paid for. If you have a project that you see will help the world, get it onto those two situations so that somebody knows you need funding.
Allow magic to occur.
Ah, magic. Love magic.
I know.
Love magic.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, Archangel Michael, we're so grateful for you to be here today. Thank you for all your beautiful inputs and answers. And we're just very delighted. Thank you so very much. We love you.
And I love you, dear. And it has been my extreme pleasure.
Namaste.